A Melbourne specialist whose anger over the actions of the Trump administration this weekend has made him resign from 6 learned scientific journals in the United States. He's Associate Professor Stuart Marshall, a Senior Research Fellow in Anesthesia at Monash University. And we should note that these are his personal views, not those of the university or any hospital he's at. Welcome to the Health Report, Stuart.
Thank you very much.
So these journals, what were you doing at these journals that allowed you to resign from them?
In my academic role, I'm invited to review papers, and I do that in my own free time. I review for many journals. I often get two or three requests to look at papers, and of course we review those before they're accepted in the journal and they go into publication.
So you're resigning from that? Is that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
on 6 journals. What was your argument to the journals?
It was initially just symbolic in that a few colleagues and I had already said that we were going to boycott the US conferences, and I had the idea of withdrawing my pro bono labour essentially. And just put that out on Twitter as a letter that I was going to send to these journals to share with colleagues and decide whether or not they thought that was a good idea and whether or not they wanted to do the same.
And have you had a response from the journals?
Not as yet, not real, not a real response.
Before they've got to work on a Monday morning so far.
Well, that's right. Now, one journal sent an automated link to reset my password, but that was about it.
So you've done this, and why have you done it? I mean, what was it that annoyed you over the weekend that made you that turned into the enough fury to do this?
Well, I suppose we're going to try and find something that we can do each personally and take responsibility for. And this really is just a small thing. I'm just retracting my labour
because
that I give freely.
Of which part of the Trump?
Because of the immigration policies. Because my colleagues in certain countries and potentially of Muslim religion wouldn't be able to go to the same conferences and wouldn't be able to participate in science the same way as I can as a white middle-class male in Australia.
I'm just guessing now, but my guess would be that the editorial groups at the journals that you resign from would not be hardcore Trump voters. Therefore you're kind of damaging people who are not who are probably on your side.
Sure. The risk is that obviously that science is under threat at the moment in the US, and it further isolates the US at a time when rejection is really on the increase. But also these journals are generally owned by societies or associations that have given an enormous amount of money to these political parties, including the ruling party now in the US. So I think you've really got to put your money where your mouth is, if you like, and say I'm not going to support them with my labour.
And does this damage your career in any way? Because you can't put these journals on your curriculum vitae?
Potentially. I mean, the US is really the world's powerhouse of medical psychology and human factors research, which are where I am
so this
based
is about safety and quality in healthcare.
Yeah.
How people behave in the healthcare system.
That's right. And obviously distancing myself from these communities might well harm my career. I think there are more important things to at stake here. That's my opinion.
Now, there's been a huge debate over academic boycotts, particularly over Israel, and saying, look, why should you isolate, for example, in the case of Israel, Israeli researchers who are not necessarily in tune with the Netanyahu government for the sake of this and actually damage the international flow of information. Where do you sit with that debate? Not necessarily with Israel, but is that you're actually damaging a greater good, which is the scientific enterprise?
Well, and that's the risk. But there are other journals that are available, and there are other reviewers that are available within the US. My action may not be taken by all of my colleagues. There may well be people in Australia and around the world who want to continue contributing in this way.
And what do you hope happens? Do you think this is going to be a movement that spreads amongst medical researchers outside the United States?
Well, yeah, initially it was just really a small thing that I thought I could do, just sharing an idea with colleagues. I now realise it really could have quite a big effect, that it may well pressurise these societies and associations to act not only to remove their funding from the organisations, the funding of political parties, but also put some pressure on the US government to do something differently in terms of immigration policy.
Fascinating. Thanks very much for joining us, Stuart.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
And if you want to join the conversation about this, why not go on to my Twitter handle at Norman Swan, or go on to Radio Nationals at Radio National and express your views. Associate Professor Stuart Marshall is a Senior Research Fellow in Anaesthesia at Monash University in Melbourne. And you're listening to The Health Report here on RN, ABC News Radio and CBC Radio across Canada.